Does God really care about the choices I make? Let's talk about it. How many decisions have you made already today? It's estimated that the average adult makes about 35,000 remotely conscious decisions each day. If we make 35,000 decisions, then wouldn't it make sense the choices are at least double that? Absolutely. And with each decision, of course, come certain consequences with it that are both good and bad. Am I going to eat healthy today, or will I choose to start the day with a donut? The struggle is real, but the choice is still there, and so is the consequence. But does it really matter? Does it matter if I exercise? Does it matter if I eat nothing but sugar all day? Does it matter if I binge watch TV all day? Does it matter if I make straight A's in school? Does it matter if I lie? Does it matter if I cheat on my spouse? Does it matter if I hate someone with a different opinion? We just want to do what we want to do, and we really don't want anyone telling us we can't do what we want to do. Gosh, all of a sudden, I sound like a teenager. I have one in my home. As parents, we see and feel the struggle day in and day out as our little humans are growing up and becoming way more independent, wanting freedom, yet still needing us for food, clothing, and shelter. I want my girls to learn and grow and become more independent, making their own choices. But if they grew up and weren't guided along by wisdom and an awareness of what's best for them, the chances of them making good choices for their life once they are on their own are slim. Is this right? Is this wrong? What's best for me? My husband wrestled with this question in college. If by God's grace through faith I am saved, then I am covered by grace and forgiven. So if I'm covered by God's grace, why can't I do anything I want to do? If it feels good, why not? A wise and godly professor guided him as he wrestled. He told him, sure, you can do what you want to do. You have free will. But let me ask you this. Do you love God? To which my husband replied, yes. Then the professor began to quote the words of Jesus. John 14:15, if you love me, keep my commands. John 14:21, whoever has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. John 14:23, Jesus replied, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. John 15:10, if you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. It became clear that day to my husband the deeper reasons we follow God's plan and not our own. I'm so glad it did, because his obedience helped guide me in mine. You see, love is a choice. I love my husband, so I choose to be faithful. Words are cheap and hollow, but our actions and how we live out that love is what makes the difference. It's the same with God. 2 John 1:6. And this is love, that we walk according to his commandments. This is the very commandment you have heard from the beginning, that you must walk in love. We hear so much about walking in love. What that looks like is shaped by the choices we make. Our good, good Father says, if you love me, obey, because as your Father, I see all things and I know what's best for your life. It's not about doing the right things or making the right choices to be right, but it's about loving God enough with your life to want to follow his ways. That's the truth. Walk and abide in love through obedience to God's word. That's the key to your best life. I'm Lori Klein.